A rite of passage for many American students is the school trip to Washington or to the state capitol. Students from Parkland, Florida made their trip to the state capitol with much higher stakes.
We just really want the lawmakers to understand the type of things that we went through, and I think that the way that we're going to do that is by showing them that we're a united front.
Dimitri Haas spoke with CNN on the way to Tallahassee. The students from the school where a gunman killed 17 people last week will meet with state legislators from both parties, including Democratic State Senator Kevin Rader, who represents Parkland and is on the line. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Will you be able to tell the students, yes, we will make changes?
I'm fairly positive that we are going to have some changes in Tallahassee. No doubt about that.
And how significant can they be? I know there's discussion of, for example, raising the minimum age for buying a long gun to 21 years old. That would apply to this situation, since you had someone under 21 who bought a weapon legally. There's talk of stronger background checks, but how far can you go realistically?
I think realistically that we will get a significant amount of money for mental health, for specifically for children. I think we're going to have some money for school security, a much larger appropriation. I think we're going to have something with the Baker Act, which is holding someone for up to 3 days when it needs to happen. I think there's going to be a rate, like you said, a raising age in assault weapons. I think there'll be something with the background checks. And I think there's going to be a tearing down the building where the shooting actually occurred to have a memorial and to build an additional building.
I want to understand one of the things that you just said. You said the Baker Act holding someone for up to 3 days. Are you talking about a kind of protective detention where someone who seems like they might be a threat to others would be held on that basis?
Absolutely. And I think all these things that I just mentioned, they're all on the table. And I've heard, in Florida, just so your listeners understand, we've had a Republican rule of state government for 20 years now. We've had a Republican governor for 20 years. We've had a Republican state house and a Republican state senate. The state senate is about 23 Republicans to 15 to 16 Democrats. Mm-hmm. And in the state house, it's about 79 to 41. So we have had a common sense gun safety bills by Democrats, by members for many years now offered, but they've never been heard.
And now you have Governor Rick Scott, a Republican, using the phrase you just used, all measures are on the table. Do you take Governor Scott seriously?
I do. And there's a big reason why I take him seriously. This shooting, compared to the Orlando Pulse nightclub and the Fort Lauderdale airport shooting, the big difference between these three shootings is that this one happened during session. The other two didn't. So everyone is coming back here to Tallahassee this week and for 3 more weeks of our 9-week session, of our 60-day session. And you can't ignore what happened. Pulse happened in the middle of the summer almost 2 years ago, and we haven't had really anything since, meaningful change.
A reminder of how many mass shootings there have been, including several in recent years in Florida. I want to ask one other thing. You've criticized Republicans for not acting on this issue. They say they're standing up for the Second Amendment. I'd like to ask you, though, since you do favor more gun control measures, whether you feel this is a solvable problem? Is it actually hard to think of legislation that would really matter much in a country where there are 89 guns for every 100 people, and that's not going to change much?
Well, and that's a very good question, Steve. I would say this, that the reason we have to have common sense gun laws is that we have to make it illegal to have these assault-type rifles. This young man, he was not doing anything illegally the day before. There was no reason you could have arrested him on February 13th. If someone was doing drugs, if someone was doing cocaine, even if they weren't hurting anybody, it's still illegal to do. Let's not make it easy for criminals to have weapons. And so I don't really agree with that much. And I've heard that argument that Republicans don't need, this isn't going to stop any mass shootings, but at least it'll make it more difficult. And maybe our law enforcement, our FBI, our state, our child welfare is the Department of Children and Families. They will have an opportunity to do what they need to do if some of these laws are enacted.
Senator Rader, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Steve. Have a good day.
Kevin Rader represents Parkland, Florida.